Rabbeinu, we're going to start the perek this week. It's really a new, brand new inyan. And there's a lot to clarify today. We'll focus mainly just on understanding better Ma'aseh Behemah. This perek deals with the mitzvah of Ma'aseh Behemah. And Ma'aseh Behemah is a little bit like a taruvis between Zroim and Kotchim. Because it's a hafrosh like we have in Trumas of Ma'aseh, which is what it's called, Ma'aseh Behemah. Right? So there's a Zroim element, just like Yemafesh Truma, Yemafesh Ma'aseh, Trumas Ma'aseh. It's a hafrosh. On the other hand, it's a kol. It's a kol, which is really a separate halacha. It's done on the gavra more. I have a chiyuv to bring a kol. And they're intertwined. So you have to know what governs. Is it more Zroim that governs? Is it more L'moshel Briskerov as a shayla? Is Ma'aseh Behemah chiyuv on the gavra? Or is it a chiyuv on the chefza? The Briskerov and Tmura, we may have touched upon this when we learned Tmura, he says simply that it's not on the Chefza, because we find it doesn't make Tevel. Basically, if you have 10 behemoths that were born from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Rosh Chodesh Elul, right? So the halacha is those behemoths are not also Banor till you mafresh, like Trumas and Maisles. Trumas and Maisles, once you have what's chayim and trumas and ma'aseh, it's tevel. You can't use the truma. You can't use the tevel until you mafresh trumas and ma'aseh. The behemoths are not that way. If somebody would, let's say, forfeit the whole mitzvah of ma'aseh behemoth, so he'll be mevatel a mitzvah asay of ma'aseh behemoth. But there's no isra hanor. There's no isra on the object. So the Briskerov understands, therefore, that ma'aseh behemoth is not on the object. The Ma'aseh Behemah is on the other. I have a chiyuv, I have a mitzvah like sukkah and lulav and every other mitzvah to go and bring Ma'aseh Behemah, but it's not a mitzvah of choshev. But there are stiris with this idea, meaning logically the Briskerov seems to be right. Now the Chazon Ish by us says that he has a raya from the sugi in Bava Kama. The Gemara in Bava Kama talks about a koyen where you yarshin from somebody 10 behemoths. If there's a chiv now to be mafresh trumas and maisles from that. So the Gemara in Bava Kama reads, you look in the Gemara in Bava Kama, I'll just read it for you here. Gemara Bava Kama seems to say that if you yalshin 10 animals, so if the chiv was already chal before, it stays. First paragraph of Bava Kama. You base on the base. So the mashmois is that there's some kind of chalois that's chal on the animals, a chiv that's chal on the animals, that's loy poka, that doesn't go off the animals. So that's mashmots on the chefza. On the other hand, the Briskerov is right, that there is no tevel, nothing. What happens if you don't? What does it mean, chiv chefza? What happens if you don't? Now the Chazon Ish, actually has a third side, even more than the brisker of, that maybe Maisa Behem is not even a mitzvah chiyuvus. It's a mitzvah kiyumus, meaning it's even less than that. There's a mitzvah to do it. If you don't do it, you don't do it. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvus. Chazanish actually says, this is in Simon Chav Zayin, by us in Bechayrus, in Simon Chav Zayin. He says like this, Meiser Behemer Rishus. He says, Miloshen Rashi, Ken Yoitse. From the Loshen of Rashi is Yoitse, that it's a Rishus. Why? He quotes Rashi later on in Zion. The Gemara says there are three Sholosh Gronos L'Maiser Behemer. The Gemara goes through different times of the year that a person is chayv if they have cattle to put them together and to take Maiser Behemer. Obviously, you don't have to check the corrals every day to see how many behemoths you have. There were three gronos, there are three time periods where you have a chiyuv to take maisa behemoth. So Rashi comes over there, and this is the Chazon Ish is quoting Rashi. And Rashi says like this, Keloima, b'shloisha prokim b'shona, when you have these three times a year, havi zman maisa behemoth, he says. The mishiyagia aperek hazeh, lo yoichal mehem lekatchila midrabonon b'loy maisel. Avul koydem lochein zot Rashi muter. Hal ta Rashi. So Rashi says, the Chachomim established these time periods during the year, which we'll learn about later on. And these are time periods that you are rabbinically obligated to take your cattle into the corral to be mafresh maisel behemet. To go through the process. It's the process of maisel behemet. These three time periods you chayev to do, but Rashi says you only chayev to do it midrabanan. And Rashi goes on to explain. He says, why? Listen to Loshon Rashi. So Rashi, avol koydem l'chein mutel, the mitzvah ba'al mehu la'aser behemoisel. What does Rashi mean with that? It's a mitzvah ba'al meh. Not a, it's a mitzvah ba'al meh la'aser behemoisel. The asiri koydesh me'achas shekol of Shem. Avol rishus b'yodei lo'ich lo'i b'lo'i ma'isel. Rashi seems to say that the whole Maisa Behem is not an obligation. Zok the Chazon Ish, Miloshon Zem Mashma, the Maisa Behem of Rishus, Shem Yisrael Kodosh, Avol Ein Chayiv La'asav. Being a Chayiv to be Maisa, period. Now, if you look in the Ma'am Mekremis, he brought down a Rambam. Okay, actually, we're missing that first Rambam. It's Perek Vav Halacha Aleph. But if you look at the Lashon, I'll read you the Lashon Rambam. The Rambam says over there in Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, his Lashon is, Mitzvah Sasehi, Shechayev La'asar Be'imoysov. That's it. And then he says, Mitzvah Zunei Heges Bifnei Abav. So we have a Chacham that we'll learn about in the Gemara. Why we don't do it Bizman Hazeh. So he himself, the Chazon Ish himself says, that Loshon Rashi is Mashma, that Loshon Rashi is Mashma Tzarishos. Loshon Rambam is Mashma Tzachiyuvis. Okay. We'll see if perhaps we could put Rashi and the Rambam together as one opinion. But it seems to be that the Rambam introduces Maisa Behem as an obligation. And Rashi seems to say that were not to be that if the Chachomim established these three time periods, you can get away with it completely. Never take Maisa Behem. Grade, if you're mafresh Maisa Behem, it's chal. But there's nothing forcing you to be mafresh Maisa Behem. I have a different mahalakha to learn Rashi, which we'll see. But the way the Chazon Ish is bringing simple pshat Rashi, is the machlokes rishonim. Whether it's, so we basically have three ways to learn. One way to learn is obligation on the cattle itself. The other way to learn is it's an obligation on the person, not on the cattle. Right? On the person he's chayev. Which is the mashmois of the sugi that if you yarshened 10 behemoths, even from nichse ager, that there could be a chiyuv on those behemoths, that you have to be mafresh maisel behemoth. Meaning normally something that's Lokuach and Nitloy b'matonas potter from Maisa Behem. So normally if you acquire an animal individually, okay, there isn't a chiv to be mafresh ma'aseh ben. But here, because you yarshan 10, which already had a pre-existing condition, there's a chiv ma'aseh ben. Okay. Because you yarshan behemoth that had a pre-existing condition. Either mashmois is that there is some obligation on the object. And then we have way out Rashi's opinion, which seems to be not a isach, not a din on the chefze, not a chiv on the gavre, it's a reshus. It can be mafresh ma'aseh behemoth. It's a mitzvah. Either you do it or you don't do it. And Rashi learns that the Rabbanan intervened and they said you have to do it. That seems to be, that's the way the Chaznish understands Rashi. That Rashi seems to be saying that the Chachomim intervened and they decided that you should do it. You could look at the Lashon of Rashi there on Unzayit. You'll see about the Lashon that the Chaznish is building his case from. And the truth is that the Mashmois is the way the Chaznish is saying. The Rashi seems to be going out of his way, and that's his whole point. That Kolomer b'shloisha prokum aviz ma'amaisa behema. But he says, koidem l'chein mutad mitzvah ba'almei las b'maisa. That's it. Ve'etzvichu chachomim shelo yoicha l'chatchila b'loi maisa. That's not Rashi. L'chor Rashi is reading like the Chazanish. It's a shtickle pella that ma'isa behema should be a mitzvah's reshus. But that's the way he reads. So let's start the Mishnah. And look. Mm-hmm. It's not according to the way the Chazanish understands Rashi. There's no chiv b'chla. There's no chiv. Chayovim, the lashon chayovim. Yeah. Oh, but both places he uses the lashon of chayovim. I don't know. I find that the Lashon of Chayavim is Chayavim. Yeah. And that's the way it's in the Minyan HaMitzvahs also. If you look at the beginning in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, he also says, it's a Chayav. That's all. The simple is like that. Rashi is the tremendous Chiddush. Rashi is a tremendous Chiddush. Rashi is being Mechadish that the whole Maisel Behem is only Rosh Hashanah. It almost sounds like, according to Rashi, if you had 10 animals in the corral, you already had them together. Yeah, no, it's up to you, whatever you want to do it. Yeah, if you let 9 come out, the 10th one will be Kodesh. That's Mashmois of Rashi. It's Kodesh. If you do it, it's Kodesh. Chachamim said you got to do it. That's Mashmois of Rashi. See, without Rashi's biur, even if you learned the Gronos or the Rabbonin, it wouldn't be such a Chiddush, because all it would mean is that the Torah HaKadosh only obligated you to do Ma'aseh Behemah if you have the 10 animals together. Let's call it, putting the animals together is almost like Gemar, let's equate it to something we have in Zeruah, to Nigmar Malachte, right? You're potter from Trumas HaMaisos until you do Gemar Malach, right? So the Gemar Malacha of Ma'aseh Behemah is putting the 10 animals into the corral. That would be something we could understand. Came the Chachamim, and the Chachamim said, no, you know, these 3 time periods, you're obligated to make a Gemar Malacha. That would be, if Rashi wouldn't have told us any Chidushim here, that's the way we would have looked at it. Avada Ma'aseh Behemah is a Mitzvah Chiyuvis. Mitzvah Chiyuvis is when you have 10 animals together, you have a Chiyuv to be Mafresh Ma'aseh Behemah. Do you have a chiv now to get the 10 animals together? No. Chachamim said, 3 times a year, you chayiv to put the animals together and to get your act together. That's all. Not that it's that. But it's a mitzvah chiv. Okay. But that's, Rashi seems to have a drastic shita. Seems to be a drastic shita. Okay. Zok the Mishnah. Ma'aseh behemah. Noyeg ba'aretz v'chutz la'aretz. It's noyeg both in Eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz. B'fnei abayis v'shaloi b'fnei abayis. Both b'fnei abayis and shaloi b'fnei abayis. V'noyeg b'bokar u'b'tsoin. It's noyeg both in bokar and tsoin. V'eim aslin zal zeh. You don't take ma'aser from one on the other. That means the bokar you take separately, tsoin separately. Also, kvasim viz, umasim is alze. By them you could do it because they're all sign. Bechodeshu biyoshan, it's noig both in old cattle and new cattle. But ve'ein ma'aslin mize alze. You don't take ma'aser from one on the other. Menachodesh al yosh. Shehoye bedin. L'choye we should have a kal v'choyme. Uma im achodesh v'ayoshan shen kilayim ze beze, ma'aslin mize alze. Chodesh, which is not kilayim ze beze. Still, if you're mafrish, you can't be mafrish from one on the other. Kvosim v'izim. Shen kilayim ze beze. Even though they're all called tzayin, still ain't a bedin shalim asin al zeh al zeh, tamaloy mar tzayin, kol tzayin echad. Mashmois is that kol tzayin is echad. So basically that's how the Mishnah comes out, that you cannot be ma'aser min achodesh al yoshan, but you could be ma'aser from tzayin al tzayin, kfasim and izim, you could be ma'aser. That's exeris hakosif. Logically, chodesh and yoshan, okay, is less separated from each other than kvasim and izim, but it's exeris hakosif. Kvasim and izim, you could be mafresh mizalze, and chodesh and yoshan. Now, the simple pshat in the Mishnah is that there's no tziruf, which means if you have five behemoths from before Elul, right, that were born before Elul, you have five behemoths that were born after Elul, Elul the chodesh Hashanah, the ma'aser behemah, right? So then there's no ma'aser behemah. Simple. I'll say, well, I'm in the Mishnah. The Ram.
How does this work with Rashi?
No, but it's chal. Rashi himself says that it's a rishus. If you read Rashi's lashon, it's a rishus. And he says, what does rishus mean? So Rashi says, koydem lechem mutem mitzvah ba'al melasa be'emoyz. If da'asiri koydesh me'acha shekor alav shem. Avol rishus piyodei loich le'beloy ma'asa. You can do what you want. But it's chal. It's only chal from the same year. Simple the pshat is, according to Rashi, ma'aser behem is a mitzvah. It's not an obligation. And it has a criteria. It's not chal on pigs. It's not chal on dogs. And it's not chal on mishana l'chavruta. The mitzvah is only, the mitzvah kiyum is only 10 animals that are born the same ma'aser behem calendar year, which is from Elul to Elul. That's all simple. The Rambam comes, unbelievable chiddush de Rambam. The Rambam comes, and we brought this down in the Ma'ar Mekaymus here. Perek Zayin Halacha Hey. Ein ma'asrin min anoyldim b'shona zu al anoyldim b'shona acheres. That's the Mishnah, right? You can't be ma'asim in achadosh ala yoshim. No problem. That's the way the Mishnah reads. Kishem shem ma'asim b'zera oretz min achadosh ala yoshim. Just like you can't do from zera oretz min achadosh ala yoshim. V'loy min ayoshim al-chadosh. Now look at this. This Rambam comes on his own without any riots. V'yiroyli shem iseo behema mishona al-shona. Hareze meiser beim, hareze meiser tzchal. Hat a meiser. So the Rambam, well, meiser, if you did it, it works. Why? Mipnei chumras hakodeshim. What in the world does that mean? Mipnei chumras hakodeshim, because of chumras kodeshim, so if you did it, it works. What does that mean? Kotrim has its guidelines. And l'maisa, if the halach is mishana al shana, doesn't work. So it doesn't work. Rashi, he says on and on. Then he says like this to this lashon. Sharei lo yikpida toira al maisa behema befeira shiye shana b'shana. What does that mean? Lo yikpida toira befeira. It's the reise. There's a hekesh from maisa behema to maisa doga. So you're telling me now we don't take hekeshim so easily? Is that what the Rambam says? Since it's only a hekesh, okay. What does that mean? Hekesh is one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nedreshes. L'maisa the Torah was makish, maisa behema to maisa doga. So it is what it is. What's the shaila? It is what it is. So Rambam Mitzvah talks mamish cryptic. He says he holds in svara because of chumras kodshim. because of Chumras Kachim, so therefore he holds it should be Chal. And he himself says, what about Chumras Kachim? Well, since the Torah didn't beferish say no, what do you mean Torah gave you a Hekesh? You tell me anything the Torah didn't write beferish, we don't take seriously. What does that mean? Huh? He said, the Rambam is saying that it's Chal. And the reason why, if the Torah would have said beferish, that Mishana Lashana, there's no din of Maisa Behema, then no. But since what? Since it's only a Hekesh, right? Since it's only a Hekesh. So therefore, and it's a Chumras Kachim, therefore we do it. What in the world does that mean? What's it mean? What? Fakir, it's Chulam Bazor. Chumras Kachim, you should say not to bring it into the Azor. Yeah, that's the Kasha, why not? A Hagufa. Pella. Mamish Pella. So, and the Chazon Ish wants to say, that's not only the Rabbonim. This whole Rambam only means mid Rabbonim, not mid Reis. Chazon Ish brings down the Rambam here. Obviously, everybody has on the Rambam what's going on. Well, the Rambam must hold that you could be makdash any behemah. The ma'aseh behemah is no different than a shlomim. It's a kol. You could be. It's not an obligatory kol. It's like a nedova. There's no din that ma'aseh behemah is not boba nedova type of concept. Chatas is not boba nedova, and osham is not boba nedova. Ma'aseh behemah is boba nedova. The problem is that if you learn the Rambam that way, and has nothing to do with the mitzvah of ma'aseh behemah, then why do you have to even do Mishana L'Chavruta? You know what I'm saying? Stam, you should be able to go over to any behemah. Say, there's a ma'aseh behemah kol. If all the Rambam means is that it's a behemah, you can make it into a kol, nothing to do with ma'aseh behemah. Yeah? Nothing to do with the halacha of ma'aseh behemah. So what does the Rambam need his whole fancy case? 10 from... 5 from this year, 5 from last year. Just, you could go over to one solitary animal in your corral, just like you could say Hareze Shlomim, you could say Hareze Oilo, you could say Hareze Maisel Behemet. So if you simplify the Rambam too much, it doesn't work either. Because that's clearly not the message of the Rambam. If all the Rambam was trying to say is that Maisel Behemet could be brought as a Nedoveh, so then what do you need 5 and 5? So the Rambam is obviously talking about there is some kind of, that's the problem. So there is a connection. If there is a connection, we're back to our original problem. So again, all of the Achronim ask this question. This is not a new kasha. The Chazon Ish wants to say, Ad Kedei Kach, that this whole Chiddush for Rambam is all mid Rabbonim. Zok the Chazon Ish, I'll read you the Loshon HaChazon Ish. Shemisa behemah mishana chavda reza maisa nechumus kodshim zok techaznish midivrei rabbeinu mevuya. The fact that the Rambam used this lashon, that it's chumras kodshim, the meiker adin ein echal b'diyevet. Elo, acharei she'ein adovo mefurish pikro, yesh lahachmir mishum chumras kodshim. Obviously it's a plea. Not only that, if you learn like that, that it's only the Rabbanon, then L'chari, you wouldn't be allowed to bring it to the Azor either, because Chulam Ba'Azor. You wouldn't be allowed. It would come out that what the Rambam basically would mean, and this is all in hiding, that you're not allowed to use the Behem Al-Tamil Be'egdish, but you wouldn't be allowed to bring it Al-Chulam Ba'Azor. If the whole thing is the Chazon Ish is saying that according to the Rambam, because the Rambam uses this strange lashon, it really means that it's not chal b'di'evet. The chumah de rabbonim can't be makif chulam ba'azor al chumah de rabbonim. He's saying b'di'evet lo yichal. Chazon Ish wants to say that according. Now again, the lashon Rambam is that it's yechal. The lashon Rambam is v'yiroel li shemisabei mishanal zu hareze ma'isa. Right. He doesn't say you can't have anoa from it in the chumras kodesh. He says, "V'yiroli shemisa mishana al chavruta Hareze Meiser, it is. But the Chazon Ish is saying, no, since the Rambam added the words, Mebnei Chumras Kodshim, the Rambam means it's not really Chal. Not really Chal. And now he proves that this has to be the case. It can't be Chal. He says, if the Rambam, if the Pshat in the Rambam is, for some reason, Maisa Behemah Mishon Al Chavrta is Chal Medaraisa, he says, then the Gemara doesn't make sense, because the Gemara says, Boko Vatsoin Lomali, Boko Vatsoin. It's coming to tell you like this. Kvosim Vizim, Misasim Zalze. The Gemara says, Hoya Bakal Vachoymer. Chodosh Yoshan Al Kvosim Vizim, Im Chodosh Yoshan Al Masim Zalze. Kavachoymer Kvosim Vizim, like the Mishnah says. Says the Chazon Ish, Im Chodosh Yoshan Chal B'Dieved. Right. So what's the Kavachoymer? The Gemara makes the Kavachoymer says like this. If Chodosh Yoshan works, it doesn't work. So surely kvasim ve'izim should not work. Zok the Chazon Ish, what's the kal v'chomer? If you hold that chodesh al yoshan is chal, so then what's the kal v'chomer? Obviously kvasim ve'izim, the Gemara wants to say shouldn't be chal. And the Gemara says, kvasim ve'izim shouldn't be chal, we have a kal v'chomer from chodesh al yoshan. If chodesh al yoshan doesn't work, kvasim ve'izim surely should not work. Look, the Chazon Ish, if the Rambam holds that b'dieved it is chal, then what's the kal v'chomer? Al kochach tzorich liyos zok down that b'dieved nami loy mahani. V'lochein zok the Chazon Ish loy chal chodosh al yoshan. And he himself agrees, the Chazon Ish, that this is not the way the Rambam reads. Doesn't read like him. The Rambam reads that it is chal. And he says, and Rabbeinu Achinuch, the Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samach, says clearly, Sheladas HaRambam Chal Me'atera B'dieved, Aval Hu Temo. Anyway. So he, the Chazon Ish, goes all out that absolutely, that the it cannot be Chal. And he agrees, he's arguing with the way the Rishonim are learning the Rambam. The Sefer Achinuch is saying clearly, the Rambam is saying that B'dieved it is Chal. But he's arguing with it. Azazel. That can't be either. It's not just the question. No, it would be the same avodah, because if there's such a thing called korban meiser behema that you can also bring as an adova, right? So then, what's the problem? You could do that. You could be makdash behema. So you went through an exercise that was baloney. You put 10 animals together that are not associated because it's Mishon al Shana. For Maisa, whatever, because it's a carbon, just like an oiler. You could be Chayiv an oiler, you could say Areze oiler. If you say Areze oiler, you do the same Avoida as you would say if you have an oiler Schoiva.
Yeah,
but the problem is that the Rambam clearly says that you're being Mitzaref. That's the whole point of the Rambam. You're taking five from this year and five from last year. And by the other, they're being mitzaref. If you learn like that, the Rambam should have said a much bigger chiddush. V'yeroli, shem kidesh behema, b'kdushas ma'isa behema, chal. And Rabbi Yisai, not only that, the whole lashon nei chumras kachim doesn't make sense. It's not chumras kachim, it's chal, because it's chal. It's not, the whole idea of chumras kachim is Merafis Igra. The whole idea of Chumras Kachim is Merafis Igra. Chumras Kachim never changes the halach. We don't say, well, something really should be this way. And that's the Lecha Mishnah's kasha. Lecha Mishnah says, because Lecha Mishnah reads the Rambam simply. Chumras Kachim. He says, if that's the case, says the Lecha Mishnah. So then, what about Yosem? What about the other Psulim? The halach of the Yosem is part of from Isaac. Also, but the evidence should be chal, chumras kachim. If you're going to tell me that we throw away the book because of chumras kachim, so where do you draw the line? That's the Lecha Mishnah's kash. If you look at Lecha Mishnah, he says, when the Rambam says that but the evidence works, he says then the lechayrit should be the same. The top Lecha Mishnah. If you're rolling, Zoktel, To keep an avi akesha could cost a behedia. First, he asks our question. What does it mean it's not beferish bikrel? It's a hekish. A hekish you could take to the bank. Right? A hekish you could take to the bank. Says the Lechem Mishneh, v'oid, hara yosoim umuchusizman, v'kilayim, demafkin leosanami migzeros hakosov. It's also gzeros hakosov. Tachas mikotchim. So over there also we should say, you know what? It's chal. But the other, if you have kilayim, it's chal. I'm sorry, Abe, you had a kasha? Listen, what's the Chumras Kachim? So why is it be the evidence? It should be lechatchila to do that. If you're right, but you don't have. All you have now is five from last year and five from this year. So the halacha is that even the Rambam is telling you, forget it, don't do anything. The Rambam says, be the evidence if you did it. So it's chal because of the chumrah of kachim. So why isn't that lechatchila? That's all Abe, that's all you got. It's not like you have another option. You have five from last year, you have five from this year. You don't have ten from this year. You have five from this year. So you could either do nothing, or you could take myself from the five and last year, five of this year. Zok the Rambam, do nothing. Why? Because the Mishnah Paskins by us, Ein Ma'asrim Mishona L'Chavrata. Zok the Rambam at the same point, but the Evid, if you did it, the Rambam wouldn't be doing it. The Rambam saying, don't do it. He's saying, if you did it, it's chal. Nechum is kach. You have what I'm saying? In other words, if you're right, so the Rambam should sanction it. You should do it. He's not saying to do it. The Rambam is upholding the din of our Mishnah. You don't take ma'aser from one year on the other. But if you did, but the other, it works. From what year? From 1 year?
From 1 year. You need 10.
So you don't have that.
So
what do you have?
You rely on Rashi Shita that if you can't do the Medina the way you're supposed to, you can still give Maisa Behema because it's part of a Rishus. Therefore, in that case, you can put five and five together. But it's not.
So why can't you just take one? I'm very confused here. Why can't you just take one and give Maisa Behema? Why isn't it Maisa Behema?
Because you're just taking one animal.
And the Torah said 10, right?
The Torah said
1 second. The Torah said 10. 1 out of 10, right? Now, I'll take 10 kfosim and 10 boko. No, it doesn't work. Why not?
Because Torah said.
Because the Torah said that boko and soin don't get united. And the Torah says Shana L'Chavrata doesn't get united. Ooh, that's Tosefta, Tosefta Zev.
No, that's what the Rambam is saying.
With the Rambam, you don't get anything by putting it onto the Rambam. So it's Tosef's Rambam. It's the same problem. All the Lechem Mishnah is asking is that if we can unilaterally decide anything that's not written in the Pasuk Beferish, we could unilaterally decide, well, it's not Ma'akav, you can still put them together. Where do we draw the line? That's the Lechem Mishnah's Kasha. You could put in Mechusizman, you could put in Kilayim, Mech Teise. Because the way the Rambam seems to read is, he says two things, both of which are totally unclear. One is that there's something called Chumras Kasha. What does that mean? Chumras Kasha changes the halacha. That's something we don't understand. The second thing he writes, which is even more confusing than the first, is it's not Beferish Pikra. It sounds like from the Rambam that if the Torah would have Beferish said it, if in the Parashas Ma'aseh Behema, the Torah would have said black and white, not Mishona L'Chavrata, then we taka would not, even with chumras kachim, we would not count it. But since the Torah didn't beferish say it, which again, where do we make a distinction between what the Torah beferish said? That's his kasha. It's a hekesh. It works fully. And that's the Lecha Mishnah saying, basically, that if everything that's in the Parsha Maisa Behemah that's not learnt out from what's written beferish in the Pasuk, we ignore, so Mechusas Man ignore, and Yosem ignore, and Kilayim ignore. What makes you decide what you ignore and what you don't ignore? And the punchline of the whole thing is that all of this the Rambam is saying not because he had a Tosefta, or he had a Raya. He says, Yiroli! Yiroli, the Ganze Zach, the Rasfore from the Rambam. Okay, let's read it. The Rambam is saying, L'chaira, that the Maisa Behema is Chal, which means you're not obligated to do it. Not only you're not obligated to do it, the Rambam is really saying, L'chaira, the Rambam is saying, don't do it. That's what he says. That's how he reads. He says, B'diavad, if you did it, it works. It works is that it's Chal. It becomes Maisa Behema. It has all the halachas of Maisa Behema, as though there would have been an obligation.
Is that the whole question? In other words, how does it become Maisa Behema?
Yes. Yeah. And the Rambam tries to answer that question. He answers that question by saying, I have two yesodis. One is something called Chumras Kachim. That's button number one. And button number two, it's not a Beferish Prokar. Neither of them that has any coherency. We don't want to say what either of them mean. It's a Pella. Okay. Shagasari in Rosh Hashanah is another kasha in the Turei Evan. He says, if you look there in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah black and white that anything that's brought down there in the Mishnah, Abba Rosh Hashanah name, is all Negeya for B'di'evit. That means anything which is L'chatchila is not listed in the Mishnah. So Shagasari comes in Turei Evan. Shagasari says like this. The Gemara says in Dav Zayin Amid Beis, Zok the Gemara, Kivin Im Hevi Yotzaloi Psikalei. The Gemara says that the Mishnah only lists things in Rosh Hashanah that are Ma'akev B'di'evit. Ask the Shagasari, Lefi Divrei HaRambam, according to the Rambam, Shebemai Sebeim Im Hevi Mishonah Lashonah Yotzal. So why did the Mishnah say Echad Be'el Rosh Hashanah L'Maisa Behema? The Gemara says clearly in Rosh Hashanah that the only thing that is listed in the Arba Rosh Hashanah Mehem are things which are B'di'evit. The Gemara even asks from different things. The Gemara says no. Only something that's B'di'evit is listed in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. And the Mishnah says clearly in Rosh Hashanah Be'echod be'elul Rosh Hashanah l'maisa behema. And according to the Rambam, that whole line is not b'di'evit. Yeah. Zok to Shagasari, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says not like the Rambam. The Rambam would realize that that's what Shagasari is kash. Fine. Okay, let's start the Gemara. Gemara says like this. Our Mishnah says that Maisa Behem is knowing both in Eretz Yisrael and outside of Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, L'chayr, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Kiva. The Tanya, Rabbi Kiva Omer. Now if you look at the Lashon of Rabbi Kiva, it's interesting. Yochol Yala Oda Maisa Behema Mechutza La'aretz V'yakriven. I would think you should take Maisa Behema from Chutz La'aretz and bring it up on as a carbon. Talmud Loimar, Heveisem shoma oiloisechem vizivchechem vesmasreisechem. Bishtei maisus hakosav medaber, echad maisa behema vechad maisa dog. So there's a hekesh between maisa behema and maisa dogon. Mimokom shatamale maisa dogon atamale maisa behema, umimokom shiatamale maisa dogon, iatamale maisa behema. So it's mashma from Rabbi Kiva that it says oiloi seichem v'zivchechem, and it puts it together, the oila together with the maisa yideichem, In the Mela, just like my Sedogon, you don't bring from Chutz La'aretz. Who I did, you don't bring Maisa Behemoth from Chutz La'aretz. Says the Gemara, no. Afilu Tema Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah could even go like Rabbi Akiva. Kan li korev, kan li kodesh. Okay. Interesting. To bring it as a kolben, that not. But to make it, yeah. All of a sudden, our Gemara introduces two dinim. We don't find this normally, meaning either it's noeg or it's not noeg. Either the Torah was mafkia, so it's not noeg, it is noeg. But somehow the Gemara right away is saying that there's two layers by Maisa Behema. There's Maisa Behema likodesh, to become Maisa Behema, whatever that means. And then there's Maisa Behema likodesh to actually bring it as a kol. And the Gemara is saying that likorev potentially could be separate. You could have Maisa Behema, which is likodesh, and not likorev. Now, the Gemara, by the way, doesn't say the other way around. Maybe you could have Maisa Behema that's likorev, but not likodesh. Likorev, the Gemara doesn't say that because how would you have that? Meaning, if it's not kodesh, how could you bring it? But I'm just saying, technically, the Gemara is saying there are two things here. There's a korban Maisa Behema, and there's chalois Maisa Behema. Now, if the Gemara wouldn't have said it, I wouldn't separate. I'm just telling you, the Gemara says that there are two inyonim here. Now, when we started, I mentioned to you this point, that Maisa Behema really has two ways to look at it. You look at Maisa Behema as kotshim, one way to look at Maisa Behema. You could look at Maisa Behema as zroin, right? Because it's hafrosha, it has similarities to zroin, to Maisa zroin. It has similarities to kotshim. Our Gemara seems to be saying that the two could be separated. That's all I'm saying. In whatever direction, I'm just saying, our Gemara seems to say that there's Taka Meiser Behema, which is similar to Trumas and Meisers. Right? And that may be Noyag everywhere, whatever. That's not the point. And then there's Meiser Behema of Kotship. And our Gemara is saying that on a Deraisa level, not on a Drabbana level, on a deraisa level, we could split it, and we could say for this, yeah, for this, not. That's the Gemara. So you hop where I'm going with this. But anyway, since the Gemara finished, the Gemara says, Deikonami. Yeah, he says. The Gemara says, if you look at Rabbi Kiva's Lashon, he says, Yakrivenu. Deikonami zoktel. Midikonosif Talmuda, Veivesim Shom, which is talking about Akrova Shmamina. Says the Gemara, if it's not Korev, am I Kaddish? So what's the Kaddusha? Gemara says, it could be Halachas. That you still have to wait for it to get a mum. You can't just eat it. There is some level of Kaddusha here. Fine. Now the Gemara says, Kashi, Yochi, Afilu, Idnanami. That we'll see already next week what the Gemara goes into different things. Why is it not knowing today? If there's such a concept called Maisa Behema, which is not a Korban, so we should be noeg like that today too. Fine, that's the. But all I'm telling you is it's clear. So now that we have our Gemara, and it's true, our Gemara is only using this as a possibility in Rabbi Kiva. Right? Our Gemara is saying that there's no riot that our Mishnah argues with Rabbi Kiva. Our Mishnah says Maisa Behem is noeg everywhere. Rabbi Kiva says Maisa Behem is only noeg in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara is saying you have no riot that our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Kiva Shita. It could be Amish is talking about Korban, and Rabbi Kiva is talking about Stam Kedushas Maisa Behem. So it's true, our Gemara is only using it in that way, but what I'm saying is that our Gemara is introducing this possibility that Maisa Behem is Noyig independently, the Kotshin part of it, is Noyig independently from the Kedusha, Stam Kedushas Maisa. That's Lachar. That's Lachayah what it says clearly. Okay. So I want to share with you a Yesoid from the Rabbi Yosef Pomeranchik, which I think will answer all the kashas. Kashas from later, the kashas from Chefetz Gavre, everything will be answered Lufi Dvarov. Rabbi Yosef Pomeranchik in the Sefer Teres Zroyim, He goes and establishes this Yisoy that we were talking about, which I really feel is our Gemara. It's our Gemara. That there are two elements to Maisa Behem. And as we're going to go through the sugyas, we'll see this is going to clarify many, many sugyas. There's the Kachim part of it, and there's the Hafrosha, Zroim-like part of it. Those are two separate inyonim completely. Now, Rabbi Yosef here in Zroim, in Trumas Perek Aleph, he says like this, he says, Motzinu b'maisa behemah, he says, we find that maisa behemah, sh'al yedei kri Hashem, chalal avdin shlomim. He says, we find even later on in the perek, that if somebody made a mistake while the animals were going out, and they called the ninth one the tenth, or they called it the tenth one the ninth, they called the 11th one the tenth, technically, maisa behemah could be chal both by it being number 10, and by you calling it number 10. So he says, what is that? What does that mean? Okay, you calling it number 10, but it's not number 10. That's a kachim halach. Because if it's not number 10, als meiser, it's not meiser. It's not number 10. It's true, it's one of the 10 animals. But still, it's chal al yedei dibur, just like if you make something into a shlomim. Harezeh shlomim, it's chal al yedei dibur. He says, now we'll see another halacha later on in the perek also, where if you have 10 animals in the corral, right, and 9 go out, the 10th one doesn't go out at all, asiri me'el of kodesh. 10th one becomes on its own. Now that is the opposite. That has no kachim element, because kachim is you have to make a dibur. But there it's automatically, because it's number 10, it becomes ma'aseh behem. So really what we see is that there's two ways for the Maisa Behemah to be Chal. One is Al Yedei Dibur, and one is Al Yedei that it is number 10. It is the 10th one. So he says, Rabbi Yosef says like this, he says, Nirem Yizeh, the Iker Chalois Maisa Iker Tre Dinim. There's two Dinim. Chodah HaFroshos Maisa K'Maisa Doga. One is that there's a Maisa Doga. The Chodah Din Hekdish Korban K'Shar Korbanos. Like the rest of the korbanos. Now both of them are chal on one of 10. Yes, both. And the Rambam would never say that you could be makdish behema ma'aseh behema if it's not one of 10. Because that's the halacha of ma'aseh behema, it's chal one of 10. But when the Torah made a hekesh from ma'aseh behema to ma'aseh dogam, did the Torah mean to make a hekesh on both halachas? Or only the area that they share, which is the Meiser halacha of Meiser Behema? Logic would dictate that the Hekesh is on the Meiser Dogon element of Meiser Behema. The Torah made the Hekesh. But on the Korban part of Meiser Behema, that's kosher. It still has to be one of 10. Because that's what Maisa Behema is, one of 10. But the Hekesh that the one of 10 has to Maisa Dogon would only be on the Maisa Dogon element of the Maisa Behema. So now it's very simple. The Rambam comes and he says, so what happens if somebody takes 10 Behemas? Which the Rambam concedes, there is no din of Maisa Dogon on it. Is there no carbon either? What happens if somebody would go now go through the process, and is it void completely, or is it only void in the Maisa Dogon element, but in the Maisa Behema carbon element it's okay? So the Rambam's saying simple: if the Torah would have excluded Yoshan and Chadash in the parsha of Maisa Behema, then we would say it's going on the whole element. Maisa Behema tells you two things: Hafrasha and Kachim in one parasha. If in that parasha the Torah would have said it's not Chal Mishana L'Chavrata, it would have been equivalent to Mishana L'Chavrata being like not one out of 10. One Chal. But instead, the Torah made a Hekesh from Maisa Dogon to Maisa Behema. Now that leaves room for an opening. Did the Torah mean to say that now we're being makish the entire Maisa Behema element, both the Zroim element and the carbon element to Maisa Dagon? Or did the Torah only mean to Maisa Dagon element? Nafkamina is, if somebody actually would go through the process, is he left with a carbon Maisa Behema, or is he left with zero? Or if Demzok the Rambam, since the Torah didn't write it Beferish, when he says Beferish, he doesn't mean Beferish versus Hekesh. The Torah didn't write it in the parasha of Maisa Behema, so it's only we're making an analogy to Maisa Dagon, so Yeiro Li, that Al Stachumris Kodshim, we have to say, listen, there is a carbon here. We can't erase a carbon without having a clear gilui that there is no carbon here. So when the Rambam says it's not Beferish Pikroa, Now the Lecha Mishnah's questions are all answered. Because Lecha Mishnah is asking, what about the other psukim that we have? No, those other psukim are kotshim problems. Yosem is a kotshim issue. Mechus Zman is a kotshim issue. It's not that the Rambam is saying, because the Chumras kotshim, we ignore psulim. No! Because the Chumras kotshim, we ignore Zroim elements that are only Zroim issues and not Kotshim issues. So the Lecha Mishnah is asking, one second, what about the Kotshim issues that are not Beferish Bikma? They're Kotshim issues. They're Kotshim issues. The Lecha Mishnah is asking, what about the other issues that are not Beferish Bikma? That's not what they are. Bechlal. Those are Poshim Shah. It's Poshim Shah. Okay, so now I think the Rambam is very clear. The Rambam Shita, Al Gemara is very clear. The Rambam is very clear. It's also going to answer, we'll see other, as we say, as we go through the sugyas, it's going to really clarify, come out of, it answers Shaka Sarius kasha. Shaka Sarius says, what do you mean? If it's only Lechatchila, it's not only Lechatchila. When the Mishnah says, according to the Rambam, when the Mishnah says, Arba Rosh Hashanim Haim, Be'echad Be'elul Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behem, it's talking about the Zroim element of Maisa Behem. That's not Lechatchila, that's B'dievet. Shaka Sari is saying, one second, what's it doing in the Mishnah? If it's only the Chatchila, what's it doing in the Mishnah? Simple. Now, what does Rashi mean? So I think we could say now very simple. To say that Maisa Behema is a mitzvah kiyumis is avada, not mistavra, that there's a mitzvah kiyumis of Maisa Behema. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. Rashi also agrees it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. There's no question. Rashi also agrees it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. But the way we explain now, Maisa Behema really has two elements. It has an element of Maisa Dagon, like Maisa Dagon, hafrasha, and has an element of kodshim, that it's a korban. Right? So, on a deraisa level, one can arguably say that there is a issa. Besides for an obligation like shaking lulav and eating matzah, okay, there is an issel to take from any animal that you have not been mafresh maisa behema from. In issel asay. Like any animal. There's that possibility. Rashi, therefore, if now we go back to Rashi's lashon, because again, by Zoram, that would be the halacha. By Zroyim, that would be the halacha. Zroyim, besides for Aseh, there'll be a Lois Aseh, there'll be Isamisa, possibly for Tevel, there could be. But there's an Isel, you're over an actual Isel, it's not just a bitl Aseh. You're over an Isel. Now, all Rashi is saying, Lefiani is Daiti, by Sholish Gronas, is not that a Chazanish is reading him, that Rashi is saying it's a Rishus. Rashi just means to say, there is no element of Maiser Dagon Midaraisa, as far as an Isser Asay, for you to be Nana from the Behema before you mafresh Maisa Behema. The concept of Goyren is a Zroim concept that you have by Trumas and Maisers. Once something is in the Goyren, right, it's also to use it until you mafresh. Okay? So we know over here there's no Lav, true. But we don't know there's no Isser Asay. Maybe now if you shecht an animal and you eat it, you're even Isser Asay. Zogt Rashi nei. Rashi says, the mitzvah ba'alma hu la'asa be'moisa. He doesn't mean mitzvah ba'alma la'afuke mitzvah chiyuvis. Avad is mitzvah chiyuvis. But it's not something that creates an isra ase, since it has the zorim element. You may think you're now over an isra ase if you eat from a behemoth. That wasn't gemaisa. There's no such thing. Are you being mevatel a mitzvah ase? Yes, there's a mitzvah ase. Avad, you have to do that. But he comes and he says like this. But now that the rabbanon says avu b'hani shlol zmanim, hitzrichu chachomim shlo yoichal b'loy maisa. Now there's an iser drabonon. Just like you have something called an iser tevel that we have by Zroim, the rabbanon established an iser drabonon to be nana from the animal before you take maisa from it. That's more than the mitzvah chiyuvis. That's a tevel type of halacha that the chachomim instituted. Because Maisa Behemah has a Zroim element, so the Chachamim now create, they mimicked Zroim. And just like Zroim has something called a Goyren, and once there's a Gemar Malacha, you're not allowed to eat from the grain without being Mafis Chumas and Maisas. The Chachamim created, they mimicked the Goyren, the Raisa that you have by Zroim, and they created that by Drabonon, that Midrabonon that you can't benefit from, there's an iser to benefit from the animal without being mafresh ma'isabeim. Avada ma'isabeim is a mitzvah chiyuvis. That's not arguing with that. Avada Rashi would agree once 10 animals are in a corral that you chayiv to be mafresh ma'isabeim. But the fact that there's an iser, that you're over an iser, a zroim type iser, that's all rabbinical. And that's what Rashi's saying. Sholish gronois, don't make a mistake to think that just like by Zroim, Maisa Zroim, there's an Isser to eat from the grain before you take Trumas and Maisers. So don't think to say that we have the same thing by Maisa Behem. Keloima, Zogt Rashi. We don't have that by Maisa Behem. Even though Maisa Behem has a Hekesh to Maisa Dogam, we don't have an Isser on the cattle. Havizman Maisa Behem is Volta. Now, based on what I'm saying, the question of whether Maisa Behem is Chal Lechefzagar is also not Shvel. Because the mitzvah is chal on the chefza. But there's no isa. So the Mele, the Gemara, in Bava Kama, that implies that if you have a Yerusha of the 10 animals that already became, have them, it's mashmat chovitz chefza, true. Briskerov is saying, what do you mean, there's no din tevel? True. Eilu ve'elu divrei lekim chay. There's a mitzvah, chiyuvis, on the cattle, to be mafresh shumas and maisel behemah. If you're not mafresh maisel behemah, you're not over, there's no iser to use the animal. You're not over an iser by using the animal. But the mitzvah was chal. So really, I call mesudah. Everything is answered. Really, there's a kotshim alocha, which is on the gavra. And that the Rambam is mechadish can even write independently of Zroah. That's the Rambam's Chiddush Chodesh and Yoshe. From our Gemara, we don't see that. From our Gemara, we only see the opposite scenario. You could have Kedushas Maaseh Zroim without Kodshim. But we'll see other sugyas that we could prove the Rambam Shita. But so the Rambam comes and says basically, just like our Gemara says, Lagabi Rebbe Kiva, you could have Zroim without Korban. The Rambam says you can have Korban without the Chiyuv Zroim. Fine, that's the Rambam. Clearly, Maisa Behem has these two elements. Two separate elements. And that's our Gemara. The Rambam says you can have the Kotshim independent of the Zroim. That's the Rambam's Chiddush. So the Rishonim may not agree. They may hold Kotshim is the layer on top of Zroim. If you don't have Zroim, you don't have Kotshim. But that's the Rambam. Now, as far as Maisa Behem being an obligation, absolutely obligation. As far as Rashi's saying by Gronos, it's only a mitzvah ba'alma, he means there's no iser like we have by Zroim, there's an iser on the tevel, there's no iser. The Rabbanon established an iser. That's the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon created a tevel. L'chatchila dika tevel mid Rabbanon on behemah. That you can't benefit from the animals without being mafreh. You're over an iser. That's the Rabbanon. The Briskerov is saying that since there's no tevel, it's automatically not on the chefza. No, there is a mitzvah on the chefza to be mafresh ma'aser behemah. But there's no iser on the behemah itself to use it. There's no iser, you're not over an iser. That's only midrabbana. Memele, the Gemara Bava Kama is saying that even though lokuach v'nitloy b'maton is potter for ma'aser behemah, but if you yarshin 10 animals that already have a pre-existing mitzvah on them to be mafresh ma'aser behemah, that mitzvah is loy poka. I think everything is clear with that. Okay, let's stop it. Because the whole exclusion of five and five is only Alz Tzroyim.
Right.
It's a hekish to Maisa Dogan. And the Rambam is saying that Alz Chumras Kachrim, we look at Kachrim as a separate department. Just like our Mishnah, just like our Sugi says clearly,
right,
that we look at Tzroyim and Kachrim as two things. Look, Abi Rebbe Kiva.
Right.
The only thing the Rambam basically did is he flipped it. Meaning, our Gemara says you could have Tzroyim
without
Kachrim. That's clear.
Right.
The Rambam came and he said, you know what? You have Kachrim without Tzroyim. So therefore, any time you have a Maisa Behemah something, which is not self-destructive in the parish of Maisa Behemah, it's just that we have a Hekesh from Maisa Behemah to Maisa Dogan. It's only challenging
the
Dogan element of Maisa Behemah.
Right. But how do you get started even from a Kachrim part of the five and five? In other words, there isn't
because the only reason why you have nothing is why?
Because it's learned from Dogan?
The Hekesh to Maisa Dogan.
Once you have 10,
I have 10.
You got 10.
I don't have 5 and 5. Lagabi Kachrim, I have 10.
That comes from Dogan, the years.
That's the whole Rambam's first Chiddush. Yeroli.
Right.
Why
did
it say
Chumas
Kachrim?
No, so Chumas Kachrim I hold is... Chumas Kachrim is not Shver. Chumas Kachrim, no, it's not so much Lav Davka. Chumas Kachrim is not so Shver, because we find Bechlau by Kachrim, things have to be more clear. Meaning, like, you need Shana of Lakiv. Torah has to say it twice to be Makiv. So the Rambam is just saying a simple thing. If the Torah didn't specifically address the Kachrim part of Ma'aser Behemah, so we don't connect it to that. Meaning, the Rambam's giving a svar. After all, this is all the Rambam's svar. Hiroli means it's the Rambam's svar. That means the Rambam on his own is taking the leap. He's saying, it's true we have a hekesh.
Couldn't just say, Shehari lohikpid the Torah. Without Chumas Kachrim, it would have been the same thing.
No, but the point is, the Torah was makpid. Lagabi, the zroim, the kahalocha. So the Rambam himself is slicing it and saying, you know what? Just like the Gemara Bayah says you could have Maiser Dogon without the Kachrim Likorev, I hold you could have the Likorev without the... Why? Because the Torah didn't specifically address it. Who says? Maybe by the fact that the Torah is Mafkir from Zroim, it's automatically Mafkir from Kachrim.
Yeah, but the Chumras Kachrim is...
But Chumras Kachrim is Mechayev that the Torah would have had to address. You know what I'm saying? In other words... Chumras Kachrim is what's building the Rambam's Hiroli. The Rambam is coming, the Rambam is making the Chiddush. The Rambam is saying, I hold that since the Torah didn't preferish address the Kachrim element of Ma'aser Behemah, it's left unaddressed. Who says? Maybe not. The Ari Shem clearly argue with the Rambam. So, the Rambam is saying, because Chumras Kachrim, we find that Kachrim is much more Chumr, and the Torah has to be Shana of La'akiv in order for something to be Ma'akiv. So Memele, you split the two. He's just giving a reason why you're splitting it. That's it. You're right. The Nekudat Rambam is splitting it.
Right. That's just the
Siba. Right, the
Siba. Yeah, but the Chumras Kachrim that the Rambam's talking about is that if you're not befeirish, how you say...
If you don't address...
You're stuck with two of them.
You're stuck with the Kachrim.
Right, you're stuck with two of them.
That's
the Chumras Kachrim.
I mean, he says for it.
He does say
it. Right, so I'm saying it makes sense.
He says it, yeah.
I'm sorry I missed the last couple of shiurim, but I'm doing mazel tov.
You back it?
I'm doing mazel tov. My son became a chassid.
Mazel tov!
So we were away. We were.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, I also was, Yom Tov.
Yeah,
I was missing.
I know.
But
I know.
We had
so
our
we
last shiur was
the last
before Yom Kippur.
Right before Yom Kippur. The last shiur I was.
Was Asas Mitzvah.
Right, and we were down in Florida with the new Machatonim.
Beautiful.
That. But
that's so nice.
Thank God.
So tell him what's lachas.
Yeah, amen. Shkoyach, thank you.
Oh, shkoyach.
I want to ask you something about the...
A good kibbutz, yeah. Baruch Hashem, the year took off gevaldig.
Baruch Hashem.
We are even better than I envisioned. And I'm an optimist. That's pretty good. Where's Akira?
I don't know.
So you could tell him we missed him.